The idea was to go back to the beginning in the same way that, and people have often asked me this, how do you keep songs alive? You've been playing, let's say, a given song for 15 years. How do you make it sound as fresh today as you did 15 years ago? And the answer to it, I think, is you go back in your head to where you were when you started.
Feeling sad, mama, don't get mad. Some devil's got your man. Some devil.
The first song on your CD, Devil Got Your Man,
right.
That's also the first song you wrote.
That's right. That's right. Now tell me, how could a 19-year-old write a song called Devil Got Your Man? You know, to me, that's an enduring puzzle. And I can sing it as an almost 70-year-old, and it sounds much, much more believable than it did when I wrote it. But how did I know to write it? How did I know at 19 that I was going to need that song when I was 69 and a half?
Love is a feeling, mama. This devil's stealing. He's been stealing all I have.
And so you called it Still on the Levee. Does that mean you still sort of consider yourself a Louisiana kid?
Well, I'm back there, at least for the purposes of this record.
What were the influences on your music from New Orleans?
It's usually easier for other people to point that out than it is for me to point it. Asking somebody from New Orleans what makes their music New Orleans is like asking a fish about water. You know, they don't really know anything about water. It's just what they live in, you know, and it's not something that they ever particularly notice.
You know I don't know much when I knew less, and I was heartbroken for the first time. I was drowning in my tears, and I went looking for a life.
No Love Today is a very New Orleans song. The whole concept of the song is based on the street song. The chorus to the song is based on the street song of the fruit and vegetable salesman that used to run all over the town. You know, they would work all over the city, and there was one who used to come down my street. They all had their own territories, but he would come down the street singing at the top of his lungs about what he had on the truck, and you'd hear him coming blocks away.
I got banana, watermelon, yeah, peaches, red pound, sweet corn, Merlitown, more better than in town. I got okra enough to choke your beans. If hunger is what's eating you, I'll sell you peace of mind.
That's one of your better-known tunes,
yep.
Right?
Probably the second best-known, yeah.
What's the best-known, would you say?
Oh, Love You Like a Man. That's thanks to Bonnie Raitt and 15, 20 other people.
You won't have to put himself above me. Who can love me like a man?
Yeah, what's that like to have written a big hit for somebody else that gets most of the credit?
I get the money. I still get the money.
To find a man to take me home instead of taking me for a ride.
It's gotten to the point now where it's very difficult to go into a bar anywhere where there's a blues band playing, especially if they have a female lead singer, where that isn't in the repertoire. You know, that's probably about the most that a songwriter could ask for, is to have written a standard.
All these men you've been seeing, they got their balls up on the shelf. And you know they could never love you, baby. They can't even love themselves. You need someone who can.
You're still working in music after 50 years, and you're quite well known in folk circles, but you're not a household name the way that, you know, some of the artists that sing your songs are. Are you where you thought you would be when you started out, and are you where you'd hoped to be, and are you happy where you are?
Now, if you just, you know, from a career standpoint, you know, financially, satisfaction, recognition, I'm probably in the best place I've ever been. You know, in my life, there have been times when I thought I would be much, much better known than I am now, especially when I was about 23. and I was convinced that I would rule the world in some form or sense. But no, as a matter of fact, things have not turned out the way I thought they would, because certainly there was a time when I thought it was all over, you know, and nothing was going to happen.
When was that period when you thought nothing
was
going to happen?
Oh, there was a period, you know, when I did nothing except try to drink myself to death and couldn't write a song and didn't have anybody representing me and felt sorry for myself most of the time.
Do you have any songs that sort of reflect that?
Another Way to Find You. It's about going in into the dark places and coming out the other side, or looking for a way to come out the other side.
Tomorrow's another day. Here's another way to find you.
You haven't lived in Western Massachusetts for too long, right?
No.
A few years?
6 years.
6 years, okay. Uh-huh. Has there been any influence from this area on your songwriting?
I've written some really good songs here. You know, I'm not sure that it's particularly...
we
that
can't
the
take
area
credit
is
for it,
relevant,
yeah.
But, you know, yeah. I've been happy here, you know, and being happy is... it used to be that I didn't believe that. I used to think that I had to be kind of miserable to write good songs, but... I've learned in the last 20 years that it's much better to be happy, even if you're trying to write miserable songs.
You know I got a feeling I've done something wrong. Tell me when you're leaving. I can't tell how long I've been gone. What do you have to say? Tomorrow's another day. There's another way to find you.